All right, y'all, what we learned this week, other than Smooth came out a little bit more this week.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not, he goes through his stages. Sometimes he feels like a nut.
That's fine. No.
Sometimes he don't.
Tonight it was rare form, though. First of all, he called two men cute, pretty, beautiful, whatever.
Who were the two men?
In the picture that Jamie Mack had.
Oh, yeah. They were kind of nice.
He said, let me send me the number.
Yeah, he hooked me up. Hook me up.
And then once he knew they were men, he still said they were beautiful. French Reggie, you said they're easy on the eyes.
Yeah, he didn't want it. But
like many men.
No, he said there's a lot of men that look better than women.
Right, but back to Smooth, though. Then he also jacked off the microphone and let it nut all over his face, nose, eyes, chin.
Yeah. Pop filter, popped off.
And then he was gay for Jamie Mack again. It's been a while since he's done that.
We're gonna put Jamie Mack in air quotes.
He only said your name.
I understand, but he gave you the look.
That's okay.
No, I gave you the look, Jamie.
No. The look that you gave me was commercial than a motherfucker.
I think it's the shirt that you got on tonight, Jamie.
The look you gave me was commercial than a motherfucker.
That just made you look so different. Maybe A-Love had the makeup artist do you too.
See how you're getting louder now? You're just trying to outdrown me.
No, I'm not gonna drown you. And you said God made the trans for you. So maybe you in transformation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So I like how you're trying to come for me.
I'm not coming for you.
Right. See, you're going to keep making it gay.
I'm not coming for you.
But you keep trying to dive, because you know what I'm going to say.
You want me come for you?
You know what I'm going to say.
You want me come?
So you want me to just not say
come,
it?
Baby, come, baby, come, come,
so
come.
So if I tell you I won't, come, I won't
baby,
tell the
come,
truth?
Come, you want me come?
You just stop talking?
I'm saying, do you want me come, baby, come?
That's your gay shit. I'm not into you.
You're singing come to a man.
Right. I mean, the fact that you called another man thick this weekend.
Oh, hold up. I wasn't there.
What's
hold
the thing?
Up. What's the thing?
You didn't call a nigga thick this
you
weekend?
You didn't bring down the show?
Nah, man. This is what we learned. I want this shit on the free.
Hold up, man.
That's what I served it. That's what I saved
explain.
It to.
You said
that's
intro, what you served. The you climax and the conclusion.
Did you call a nigga thick? Be honest. Let me ask you. You were there. Be honest. You were there. Did he call a man thick this weekend? Be honest.
I called thick. Come on, Smooth. You can say he's a big ass nigga or some shit.
That's that nigga thick.
Be honest, is red. Listen to
me. Yeah, that's why I call thick.
Why is he asking you? Does he think you won't say it? Be honest,
Jimmy. Who I call thick?
He could say swole. Like, there's so many other words in the English vocabulary.
Hey, man. French. You choose words. It is what it is. Yeah. If I said a nigga thick, nigga might be thick. You know. That I didn't mean nothing.
So
gay,
you saw the dude and be like, "Damn, he thick." Like, how did
it
go?
He thick.
How did it go?
Like, I didn't say that. He thick. Nigga, I ain't say no shit.
I was like, "Yo,
like
how
that.
Did you get this thick? Jay like, you what's your workout plan?" Like, I'm trying to figure out how do you Jay use
Mack,
that word.
Tell your truth. Then, how did you say it?
I don't remember. I said the word. I did say it.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
So you don't remember who you said it about, right? So you got amnesia right now, right?
Like, tell me how did the conversation go?
First off, do you remember who you said it about? Let's see how much I don't recall. Okay, so then why would we even have a conversation about anything that you don't even fucking remember?
Cause you do.
Yeah, no, I do.
So play by play.
Nah.
Give the playbook.
Be honest, you were there, right?
I wouldn't know.
You're out be quiet over here, be honest.
I was there.
Be honest, say he was gonna put it in the Slack or some shit.
No, I mean, now you got recollection or don't you, nigga? Do you remember or don't
selective,
you?
Selective, nigga. It's selective.
No, of course
it's
it is.
Selective. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. He definitely called a man thick.
Who did I call that? Was that you? Be honest. I said you was thick.
Is that a southern thing?
No. I'm very southern. That is not a southern thing.
Because I never even gay dudes don't talk like that.
Yeah, they be like, oh, he thick.
So what else we learned, y'all?
I learned that I'm a basic bitch when it comes to clothing.
Clothing, yeah.
More gay shit for Smooth because he dresses to the nines.
Yeah.
Killing the game from everywhere. The neck up, nigga.
I learned that if we follow the Ten Commandments, a lot of the bullshit we in Black America go through.
Just in all of humanity.
Yeah.
Humanity.
We could be better.
We will do better.
I thought that God was trying to teach me something through transvestites or transsexuals or whatever they want to be, trans. Right. But then I realized through the help of Be Honest,
oh God,
that was some bullshit. The motherfuckers is what they is when they started. And that's just kind of, and ain't nothing changing. You could cut shit, you could change shit, you could look different, you could even have Jay Smooth want your number. You still a dude. If you started off as a dude and you're still a girl, it ain't nothing going to change, just like ain't nothing changing in our society
Amen.
Or this world.
Amen. So we have to get closer to something. I don't know what who your God is, but you got to get closer to something.
Yeah, and it's
and in the mirror.
And I think that's the thing, right? I think if you think about it, most people are getting further away from that shit, right? Most and I think it's because of the messenger. I think you were right on. Be honest, is that
we all have of, too many messengers.
Well, they all got fucked up messengers.
Well, isn't Black Lives Matter a messenger or a religion, kind of?
That messenger, religions.
The whole idea, though, is kind of
it's becoming it's cultish.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming religious in a way. Like there's definitely a following and a
it's coming cultish.
And
for
the promised land is in these words. These are the words that will get us where we have to go. It's kind of religious starting to be.
Well, you saw it when on that porch, Black Lives Matter. She was shouting it like a fucking gang, and then empowering. The other girl to be like, fuck out of here. Like, nigga, no, Black Lives Matter. You don't, this is not on this porch. This is, we practice Black Lives Matter here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That this ain't.
But
this,
she saw Jesus. Oh, yeah. She had a coming to Jesus moment.
She had a coming to Jesus moment, boy. And then when the best part is when she realized it in that head shake, like, fuck. It wasn't worth it. Like, this is not like, I could have just been like, yes, sir, and no, sir. Like, so. I watched this other show. What was it? The Lovecraft Country, right? These motherfuckers are walking down the street and they were running from some shit and the police came and they caught them. All the black people put their hands in the air and got on their knees and hands on the ground with their hands behind their back. And I'm like, I know we're supposed to be away from that, right?
Why?
I don't know why. I'm just saying, but that's what... In today, 2020, that's taboo. That's fuck no.
You don't do that?
Fuck yes.
No. That is not. That's not. That's not what the culture is about. You know that.
The people that don't want to listen.
The culture is not about compliance and fucking, especially where you look subservient or something. You know where you get on your knees and you put your hands behind your back or this, that, and the other. But all the black people, and this is all. You know, I guess filmed in the 60s, 50s, or, you know, that time and frame. I don't know.
I haven't watched it yet.
All them black people knew the deal. They knew the fucking drill.
Yeah.
And they knew how to get home.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't understand why we gotten away from that and how we think that that's negative. I think we maybe think, oh, deserve what we want. Mm-hmm. Do we deserve what we want? I don't know. Be honest.
That's where I was trying to go with that topic, but we never got a chance to get there. But.
We don't. Do we deserve that? If we do. We
you
want
only
to
deserve the things you're willing to work for.
No. Stop. As far as
even compliance, you complying. So you.
But we want to be able to be like that white person that gets out the fucking car and go, oh fuck you! I don't want to do what I gotta do. I don't want to. Fuck you! Mm-hmm. And we want that.
Yeah.
Do we deserve that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what did he do to get it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. All I know is that the black people of yesteryear
and
knew the climate, and they knew what it took to get their asses home, and they knew when the police draw down on you, first thing you do, put your fucking hands in the air, get down on your knees, and not be combative or threatening.
Yeah,
that's how you get home, my nigga.
But I think what happened was during that time, yesteryears. They were complying and they were still dying.
Sure.
And
sure,
then I think over time, because of that, people were like, well, since we're complying, we're still dying. Well, fuck it. Let's go out with a bang. And then the bang is you dying. So maybe that's what happened. I don't know. I wasn't there during that time.
I learned again.
But I know that's probably what happened.
I learned again listening to Too Short in the Ghetto. I mean, I learned that I learned a lot of things through
Too Short.
Pop culture.
Older rap.
Like, I mean, a lot of just like movies or whatever. Yeah.
Tupac.
Like, but the ghetto, when he was saying, you know, all we're trying to do is survive. You know what I mean? This is what the ghetto is about. We get to survive. And then he said, you know what? If you're ignorant, when you put them in check, you be intelligent when you do that. Because if you're ignorant, you're going to get treated that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've understood
the,
that.
The prophet too short.
Prophet too short. Fucking Todd Shaw. The Honorable Todd Shaw.
And, maybe we need to do that case by case, year by year study of how many black people are dying this year or the past 5 years compared to the years before that. Is police brutality is so rampant?
I say we could do that and the corona 5-year test
and abortions and Black on Black Crime too. Let's just add all that shit up together. Just make everybody mad.
1989, I'm listening to Public Enemy.
Let's just make everybody mad.
And they were fucking Don't Believe the Hype, talking about fake news. They were talking about fucking, you know, something about killing here. He's like, you know what? But that ain't going to protect the niggas that I'm getting shot by. You know what I mean? You're talking about, you know, having these motherfuckers stopping, but that's not going to protect the niggas that are killing me.
Every time I speak about police brutality, you coon-ass niggas start talking about some black-on-black crime.
Well, we did talk about who do you believe in at one of our shows when we started looking at these numbers right here, the stats for the COVID. You know, he said, what shit do you believe? What source do you get it from? At one time, we was believing what the CDC put out, but they put out, I guess, what the fuck Johns Hopkins.
Well, Johns Hopkins
is the one in control.
How?
The like, money. I guess they got the money for it. I don't know. It's always.
I mean,
whoever.
But it was from the rip they had this counter.
I don't think that's just this year. I think that they're the people that they track this stuff.
Like, as soon as it went to a pandemic, for some reason,
I remember Johns Hopkins University being the people that track these types of things whenever there's a thing. I could be wrong, but that's what I seem to. That sounds so familiar. I wouldn't really know Johns Hopkins University other than that. I can't.
Open heart surgery. So, that's the only reason I know Johns Hopkins, right? They were like the first, right? With the black dude, right? That was
Ben Carson,
right? He helped Johns Hopkins develop the open heart, right?
Maybe
that's what I thought.
So you think?
Yeah, he did something.
So y'all
like
think
that.
After the election, everything gonna go back to normal?
No, depends
who wins.
No, it doesn't matter who wins. This is one of those things that it's like there's a no win fucking. There's no win coming out.
It's a lose-lose for
this is forever. This is forever for a while.
And it's going to, because again, every way is going to lose their shit. Everybody, so if Trump wins again, everybody's going to be like, I can't do another 4 years of racistness and red hats and all of that. And then,
4 years later.
And if Trump loses, all of his supporters are going to be like, these motherfuckers rigged the election and just basically hijacked America away from our fucking patriot. And then they're gonna feel like indignant and, you know, threatened and the nothing's fair and all the rules are gone out of the window and let's just fucking do whatever.
Since Trump said I done already used my play with Russia, fuck that, I'm gonna do with the world. I'm going to China now, and we'll bring some other shit. What? Maybe that might be a shit.
I have no idea. We'll catch
the Root said. What did Root say? If everything is made in China. Nigga, are we really Chinese, nigga? Like, if...
Oh, they had that rhyme like that?
Yeah, like, and this is some old shit.
Another rapper.
Right, yeah. I mean, but, you know, the knowledge is everywhere. You know, you can find a knowledge in a fucking The Roots or...
Or Smooth.
Or Trans...
We'll see y'all next time.
Same thing.
We'll catch y'all next week.
Trans Smooth.